thank you for joining with me. This is a new podcast called Learn to Be Loved. In this podcast, I hope that we can go on a journey together, a journey where we learn how to be loved, how to be loved by God, how to be loved by each other, and in turn, how to love one another. When I was putting this podcast together, I came across the realization that it is easy for us to tell someone else that God loves you. We have no problem in doing that. We feel good inside when we express to someone else, maybe that's hurting or in need or just needs encouragement, and we tell them God loves you, and we say it with conviction. But we do not, or we cannot, for some reason, believe or tell ourselves God loves you. And I pondered this. Why is it that we can express to others that God loves you, but we cannot receive that in ourselves? We truly inside cannot believe this for ourselves. I want to read one of the most famous scriptures to start off this podcast. It's one of my favorite. It's John 3:16. I'm going to read it in the ESV version, the English Standard Version. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." This is such a profound verse. In it, we've quoted it many times, but we tell people God loves the world, but why can we not put ourselves in this verse? Why could we not tell ourselves God loves you? We should be able to put our own name here, because the same God that loves everyone loves you. And this is the journey that I want to take us on through these podcasts. I want to bring you to a place where you can truly, in your heart, that the Father loves you. He has nothing but love for you. He's never disappointed with you. He's never angry with you. He's never fed up with you, but he constantly and persistently and relentlessly loves you. This is a love that we as humans do not understand. It is a love that is hard for us to grasp because it is not a love that comes natural to us. I believe that somewhere along the way, Christianity today has lost the power of God's love. We love to focus on doctrines and Bible translations and church denominations and teachings and who is accepted and who isn't accepted. And somehow we have lost the teaching that the apostles taught, the teaching that Jesus taught, that the kingdom of God is here. New life is here today. It's not for the future. It's not a happiness in the sweet by and by, but it's a happiness here. It's a joy here. It's a love that can be experienced here. It's a forgiveness that was given to you 2,000 years before you were even born. It's a joy that comes from the heart. We need this today more than ever. We need to touch and to understand and to comprehend and to pass on the love of God to each other. But we cannot pass it on truly if we cannot receive it. This is where I want us to go. I want us to go on this journey where we can truly receive and make our own the love of God, the love of a Father. I challenge you to read John 3:16 and put your own name in there. Do that several times this week and see if it changes your heart. Well, thank you for joining with me. My name is Shannon Lee, and I really appreciate you listening. And I hope that you go with me on this journey, and I hope you begin to understand that God is madly in love with you. Until next time.